You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in the Meyer Sports Center in Bolivar, along with Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey. Northwest and Southwest Baptist going through their pregame warmups. Matt, when you look at SBU, one thing that stands out this year, and it's something that you expect out of a Jeff Geo team, they will put up some three-point shots tonight.
Yeah, that's the one thing. You're going to see very similar things, but even if you're planning for them, they're still tough to defend. I think what the key is going to be is where the ball comes up. Whoever's got the ball outside the perimeter, Northwest is the guards are going to have to be on point right there defensively. They love to drive and dish, whether that dish is out to the three-point line or to somebody inside setting up to try to get a shot. So one thing you got to make sure of is not let Southwest Baptist comfortably get into their offense, and that's one way to maybe try to keep them from hitting those outside shots.
They're a team that lives and dies by the three-point shot. They lead the conference in three-pointers made, but they're also last in the conference in points scored this season, which is kind of an unusual combination.
Right? Yeah, it really is, and that just tells you exactly what you mentioned. You're going to see the ball go up from the outside a lot. Yeah, you're going to make a lot if you take a lot, but if you take a lot, you're also going to lose some ball games if those aren't going down.
Northwest and SBU will be back here from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Don Foley, a Creston, Iowa native, graduated with a master's degree from Northwest in the summer of 1978 and says he enjoyed his relationships with his instructors during his time on the Maryville campus.
I worked on a graduate degree in agriculture, kind of the agriculture business area, and just had some outstanding professors, a couple of which I've kind of maintained a little bit of contact with, and I know just retired from Northwest here in the last couple of years or so, in fact, and I think that made a lot of it easier for me and made it something that kind of helped the experience during the time.
Foley says his education from Northwest helped form the base of a very successful career in agricultural lending.
I took a lot of those experiences, whether it be working with livestock or farmers in general, and understanding their complex financial needs and putting that to use. And also, I think, working on communicative skills and things that I could use to kind of help better position myself to do a good job for a lending company for the rest of my lifetime.
Foley recently was named to the Northwest Foundation Board and says he's looking forward to giving back to the university.
When the opportunity came up to devote some time to the foundation and do some work toward the continual improvement of Northwest, I jumped at the opportunity.
Foley has been a successful high school and college basketball referee and baseball umpire for 35 years and has been inducted into the Iowa High School Coaches and Officials Hall of Fame.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, as Northwest gets set to face Southwest Baptist tonight in Bolivar. Coach, the team coming off a win on Saturday down at Edmond, Oklahoma, over Central Oklahoma. And just talk a little bit about some of the things that took place in that game that you'd like to see carry over for tonight.
I thought we guarded. I thought we got after it defensively. We moved the basketball against the zone, and then most importantly, we crashed the offensive glass. And that's our thing. We've got to be able to rebound. We've got to be able to beat teams on the boards, or it's just we're not going to be successful. And so that's the same thing tonight. You got to go to the offensive glass and the defensive glass, and then offensively, move the basketball, go in, out, and hope for the best.
Yeah, I think when you talk about defense, I thought that was another huge key in the game Saturday, just getting back to really doing what you need to do defensively to make stops on another team.
Yeah, I think we played with no fear. I think we went in with a scouting report and obviously had some emphasis, but we didn't change or tweak anything. And I think that seemed to help our confidence. And this game's kind of the same thing, and SBU's a tough team to play against because they really drive and kick quite a bit. So if you overpressure the basketball, they get in the gut, and then they draw help and kick for wide open shooters. And so we're going to have to make sure that we can pressure and still contain the basketball.
Now, Saturday, you shook up the starting lineup just a little bit when everything was said and done. I think minutes-wise, most of the players got the same type of minutes, but maybe a little bit different substitution pattern. Just talk a little bit about what you're doing with the lineup, though.
Well, I just thought those five were the ones who had practiced the best the last few days after Lincoln, and those five are always seem to be ready to go in games and in practice. And that's what we're looking for, is a team that's just ready to go, you know, no matter who it was. And that group did. And so, you know, we'll try it again tonight and see if we can get some of that magic again and see if we can get off to a good start.
One thing, when you look at Southwest Baptist and their type of offense, they're not afraid to put up the threes.
No, they never have been, especially here. They're a totally different team at home, and we got the draw to take them on down here, which, you know, I'm kind of excited about, actually. I haven't ever won here, you know, I just love the challenge. I love the opportunity to come down here and try to get one.
Now, when you look at SBU's record, they've struggled record-wise coming into tonight. What are some of the things that they've really struggled with that normally that you don't see them struggle with?
Well, I think they're kind of missing that second threat that they've always had in the past, the second guard to be able to shoot it. And, you know, that's kind of their thing. They need guards that can shoot and score. But I think in conference they're doing okay. I think they've beat who have they beat? They beat Lincoln, and they won a couple other games after that, I think. So I think in conference they're doing okay, but outside of conference they're not.
All right, well, Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you after the game.
Okay, thanks a lot.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Get your tree started off to a healthy new year. Winter is the best time to prune trees. Proper pruning increases their health and beauty. It also makes trees safer by promoting a strong structure. This reduces the chance of damage during severe weather. To learn more about good pruning techniques, log on to MissouriConservation.org and search keyword pruning. If you hire a professional arborist, check their credentials and avoid any that top trees. A reminder from the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Jen, last week I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
You just need some new earrings and you'll feel a lot better.
When a friend tells you they've been diagnosed with a mental illness, it can be a little awkward. But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for her, she'll be less likely to recover.
Jen, last week I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Girl, I am here for you.
Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. To learn more, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Smith, and I'd like to talk to you about a screening. No, not a movie screening, but a screening test for colorectal cancer. It could save your life. Colorectal cancer is highly preventable, yet it is the second leading cancer killer of men and women in the U.S. But it doesn't have to be. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. So please get screened for colorectal cancer. I did.
If you're 50 or older, get screened. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Welcome back to the Myers Sports Center on the Southwest Baptist campus. Northwest Missouri State and SBU a few moments away from tip-off time. Northwest coming in 12-4 and 5-2 in the conference. SBU at 5-10 and 3-4 in a conference play. For Northwest Missouri State, we anticipate their lineup will be what they had on Sunday, or actually on Saturday afternoon. Bryson Williams will win the guard positions, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette. Along with Tyler Funk, a 6'3 junior from Kearney, Missouri. Williams averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Funk averaging 4 points and 2 boards a contest. And D'Angelo Haley, a 6'3 senior out of Detroit, Michigan, and Kankakee Community College. He's averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds per contest, leading the team in scoring coming into tonight's game. Inside, Kyle Slake, a 6'10 junior from Perth, Nebraska, averaging 5 points as well as 5 rebounds. And Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 junior from Kearney, Missouri. He's second in the MIAA in field goal shooting percentage at 62.2%, averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds a game. He's also sixth in the MIAA in offensive rebounding at just over 2 a game. For SBU, he'll be starting Damian Hooks, a 6'6 junior from Vulcan Arrow, Oklahoma, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds. He'll be starting at one of the four spots. At a guard is Preston Gill, the son of head coach Jeff Gill. He's a 5'11 sophomore out of Bolivar, Missouri, and he leads the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage at 89% from the free throw line, averaging almost 12 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's also third in the MIAA and 3-pointers made at just over 2 a contest. Also to guard is Gilbert Jimby. Jimby is a 6'2 junior from Brampton, Ontario, Canada, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. Also, Rashad Brown-Peterson in lineup at a guard, a 6'1 junior at Milwaukee, Wisconsin, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds a game. And Jayon Troutman, a 6'5 freshman out of Houston, Texas, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. That's the way the lineups look. We'll be back, set for the tip-off, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Two Northwest Missouri State University indoor track and field athletes have provisionally qualified for the Indoor National Championships after competing in the University of Nebraska-Lincoln Invitational last weekend. Travis Manning posted a provisional qualifying mark in the 60-meter hurdles with a time of 8.20 seconds in the preliminary round, which is second best in the Northwest record books. Manning finished sixth in the finals. Hare in the pole vault provisionally qualified with a vault of 15 feet 11 and a quarter inches, finishing third in that event. Hare is attempting to qualify for the Nationals in the pole vault for the second straight season.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Bolivar at the Myers Sports Center, Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Baptist. Northwest at 12-4, 5-2 in the conference. SBU comes in 5-10 and 3-4. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, for Northwest, second straight game that they've used this particular starting lineup with Williams, Funk, Haley, Schlake, and Starzl.
Yeah, you know, one thing with Tyler Funk, you know, we saw him inserted into the starting lineup, and he's just added so much to his game over the course of not just this year, but the last couple of seasons. So not a surprise to see him there, but one thing we have found, even with some changes in the starting lineup over the course of the year, the guys that we are gotten used to seeing on the court, you're going to see them on the court at some point in time. You're going to see a lot of guys out there for Northwest contributing, whether it's off the bench or in a starting role.
Yeah, most of the minutes Saturday were very similar to the minutes they normally get, despite the fact that the starting lineup was shaken up just a little bit. One exception, probably Lyle Harris getting a few minutes of playing time, and we've seen that in the last couple of games that he's worked his way into getting some time out there.
Yeah, when you score 10 points in 3 minutes of action, that'll earn you a few extra minutes, and that's what happened. Unfortunately, his 10 points came in that loss last Wednesday at home against Lincoln, but that earned him an opportunity to maybe get some more minutes. Didn't have as good of action on Saturday as he did in that first game, but it's really tough to follow up the performance that he had. But we'll see if we see him some more time. I think he could add some more quality minutes for Northwest when he is out there.
Northwest coming out at midcourt in their trailing green uniforms with the black numerals and the white trim. A little bit different look than what we saw out of the women tonight.
Yeah, the women with the all-black look tonight. Almost exactly opposite of the men. You know, with the green numbers instead of the black numbers and the black uniforms. But, yeah, very interesting look for the Northwest women tonight.
For SBU coming out in their home white uniform with the purple trim and numerals. We're about ready to go. Not the normal type of crowd we see here at the Mara Sports Center. Back when SBU was really in their heyday, and especially the year that they had an opportunity to host a South Central region, this place was packed every night for a game. A lot of open seats at a very nice facility here. SBU will win the tip. Keel goes out front, and they'll bring it to Jimfey. Now to the free throw line is Troutman. Back to Giel, spins down the lane, and the ball off the left wing. They get it to Jimfey. Jimfey back out to Giel on the left side. Giel drives, layup is rims around it out, and the rebound on the floor for Northwest in the paint, and with it is Williams. On the break to Funk on the right wing. Funk will bring it out to the top of Key. Starzl looks left side for Haley. Haley out between the circles. Funk, no score. This game just underway. Left wing, Haley, looking at the 2-3 zone. High post for Schlake on the left side. Back to Haley in the left corner. Hooks the pass to the free throw line. Schlake will take the jumper, rims around, out, and the board inside to Jimfey and SBU. Across the timeline to the top of the key with the dribble on the right side, Brown-Peterson. Expires the dribble with Williams on him, out front for Giel. Giel to the left side to the top of the key. Looks right side, Troutman. Right side is Brown-Peterson. Out of Jimfey on the right. 17 on the shot clock. They go off the left side. And with the left is Troutman. Skip pass right side. Goes to the right corner. And a whistle and a foul as the pass went to the right. And Gilbert Jimfey, a 6'2 junior out of Brampton, Ontario. And the foul coming up on Northwest. Getting called for it is D'Angelo Haley. Picks up the first foul of the game. Hooks will inbound, gets a quick inbound off the right side. They bring it out front for Brown-Peterson. Lobs it, trying to go alley-oop, and the slam dunk is knocked down by Jayon Troutman off a nice feed off that alley-oop pass, and it's a 2-0 SBU lead over Northwest.
Well, they can shoot it from the outside. They can shoot it from really close, too. That was impressive.
2-0 SBU in front. Funk goes out to the top of Key. Williams to the free throw line. Schlake stripped out of his hands, and it's picked up by Brown-Peterson. A 2-on-1 break. Lobs it to the left wing. Jimfey wants the three with the left hand. Rattles around, out. Rebound inside. Brown-Peterson. And we'll go out of bounds with it. It belongs to Northwest.
Yeah, he tried to throw it over the outstretched hands of Williams and hit the back of the backboard doing so.
2-0. Northwest Missouri State trailing SBU. Haley with it on the right side. Out front for Williams. Looks on the left for Funk. Now out to the top of Key. Williams to the free throw line. Gets the right wing. Open is Haley. The three. Good. D'Angelo Haley leading the Bearcats in scoring, knocks down the three and gives Northwest a 3-2 lead. On the left side is Rashad Brown-Peterson. Top of the key, pulls up, looks on the left side. High pass pulled down by Jimfey. And the left corner hooks. The three won't go. The rebound, Starzl for Northwest. Gives it to Haley. He'll push it down the four off the right sideline. Northwest from our left to our right in this first half. Williams on the left side finds Funk on the wing. Out front, Williams. Quick pass right wing for Haley. on the perimeter of that 2-3 zone. Left side, Funk. Now to Williams, top of the key. Penetrates, goes all left for Starzl. Kicks it left side for Funk. Funk with the dribble to the free throw line. Left, right side, Haley. Ball fake. Steps inside the arc. Takes the jumper. This is too hard, but a whistle and a foul coming up. And this will go on Gilbert Jimpy. He'll pick up his first.
We talked about Tyler Funk, and one thing that he has done is he has changed the way that opponents have to prepare for him. You know, in the past, when he got his hands on the basketball offensively, you never had to really worry about him taking a shot or going to the rim with it. He was going to get rid of it. Now they have to look at him a little bit different and prepare for him possibly scoring with the basketball.
Haley hits the first free throw. He has off four of the Bearcats points early on. It's a 4-2 lead for Northwest. Ricky Odige goes into the game for Southwest Baptist. Second free throw by Haley. Good. So a good start of this game for D'Angelo. And it's a 5-2 Northwest Missouri State lead over SBU. Across the timeline, Brown Peterson picked up by Williams. Drives past him through the lane. A scoop layup is good. And it's a 5-4 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Haley on the left side. Out front for Williams. Williams with the dribble. Looks left wing for Haley. Back to Williams. Cross court right side for Funk, low right for Starzl. Starzl kicks it back out front. Williams wide open, top of the key, three up the front of the rim. Schlake with the board. The putback off the glass on the left side, good. Kyle Schlake with his first bucket of the game. Northwest up by three. 16:51 left in the first half. Brown Peterson, dribbling in front of the scorer's table off the right side to the top of the key. Dribbles left into a trap. Now drives to the left wing, kicks it out to the top of the key, and finds Troutman. They go right side for Gill. Gill dribbles through the lane. Back pedals, looks right wing, finds Hooks. Out front, Gill, cross court, left side for Odige. On the left wing, Brown Peterson trying to go low with it. Funk steps in front of the pass, knocks it out of bounds. They want to go low in the blocks for Jayon Troutman, the 6'5 freshman out of Houston, and goes out of bounds.
Looks like Funk may have tweaked his knee a little bit. He kind of comes out of there, not really hobbling, but flexing that knee. A little bit of a grimace there at the end of that play.
Jalen Loving in for SBU, and now to inbound will be Jawan Hill, who will inbound in the far left corner and gets it to Loving. Out front pass goes left for Brown Peterson. On the left side, Gill. He scores up, wants the three off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out front, and it's Funk comes up with it. He's down on his knees, holds on to the ball, scoops the pass to Williams, who's tackled at midcourt, and this should be first and 10 for Northwest. go on, Jawan Hill, who'll pick up his first foul. Nice open field tackle. 7-4. Northwest in front of Southwest Baptist. Just over 16 minutes left in the first half. Into the front court left side goes Bryson Williams. Dribbles to the left wing. Cross court right side. Haley into the right corner. Funk. He'll take the three. Puts it up. Misses off the back of the rim. Rebound the free throw line. Comes to Brown Peterson on the break. 1-on-2 through the lane. Lays it up. Blocked away by Funk. He'll go out of bounds. Funk getting his first block of the season, knocks it out of bounds. SBU to inbound in the far right corner.
They timed that one perfectly, trailing on the play.
Grant Kozad into the game as Kyle Slate goes to the sideline. Northwest up 7-4, quick inbound in the right side. Out front, Gill. Gill launches the three over Funk, rims around and out. Haley with the board inside for the Cats. He'll push it down the floor. Out top the key, right side Williams. Quick pass right corner for Funk. High post right for Kozad. One dribble under the lane. Leans in and is fouled as he tries to go through the lane. Trying to scoop up the shot as the foul was coming in. This foul will go on SBU. Jawan Hill picks up his second. He's only been on the floor about 30 seconds. Already has two fouls. Grant Kozad at the free throw line. 65% shooter on the season, averaging nearly 7 points a game and three rebounds. Free throw good. Grant was in double figures in rebounds Saturday afternoon in that win over Central Oklahoma. Pulled down 10 boards in the win to go along with 7 points. Damian Hooks back in the game for SBU. Hill to the sideline. Kozad's second free throw good. 9-4, Northwest in front. Good start of this game for Northwest. Into the front court with a hop and a drive goes Brown Peterson. Looks off the right side. Now they bring it to Loving. Down the lane, lost the handle on it. Picked up by Northwest as Alex Sullivan had it. And it ricochets off of Alex. Goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest off of SBU and I believe Rashad Brown Peterson. So Northwest went down in front of their own bench. Cats right now will have Matt Wallace in the game. Haley will inbound. Kozad, Starzl, and Sullivan round out the five for the Bearcats. Wallace out front with the dribble. Pulls up. Looks right side, Haley. Out front, Wallace looks on the left side. Again, a 2-3 zone out of SBU. Haley at the top of the key. Goes left side, Wallace into left corner, Sullivan. Sullivan with one dribble, expires it, finds high post, left Kozad. Now to Wallace, right side Haley. Shot clock's at 12, bounce pass low right for Starzl on the block. Starzl double team, finds Wallace cutting through the length, quick pass past left side, finds Kozad wide open, and he kisses it off the glass.
Yeah, and a shot fake by Wallace there allowed for that pass to be wide open.
11-4, Northwest Missouri State in front, just under 15 minutes left in the first half. Dribbling off the left side, Brown Peterson, a bump and a foul coming up. And this will go on Northwest. Grant Kozad picks it up, his first with the foul out front, breaking the action, 14-47 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 11 and Southwest Baptist 4. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Bolivar, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, Northwest in front of SBU, 11-4. Northwest right now shooting 50% from the field, 3 of 6. SBU just 2 of 8, and one of those at alley-oop slam dunk.
Yeah, it was a nice-looking play there, but, you know, Northwest is doing what they need to, disrupting the early part of the offense for Southwest Baptist, not really letting them get comfortable to be able to get those drives, dishes, and open looks from the outside.
Deal takes the inbound, takes the top of the key, behind the back with the dribble. Off the right side, pulls up, goes cross-court left side, and finds Odige, drives to the baseline left, cut off by Sullivan. Out front for Gio, has it taken out of his hands by his teammate Jimfey, but now back to Gio on the left side. Cross for right for Hooks. Shot clock at 17. Right corner pass goes for Jimfey. Now to the top of the key, Hooks. Hooks with the drive to the free throw line. Down the lane, the runner on the way good. Lays it up and in. Has the running layup down the right side. And it's an 11-6 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of SBU. SBU right now 0-4 on threes. Just been in the paint where they've scored their points so far. Slake back into the game. Goes left side for Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line. Pass into the right corner, Sullivan. Quick pass ball right for Kozad, who's double team ball knocked out of bounds. Slapped out of bounds by Jimfey, and will belong to Northwest. Clock back into the game, and Haley to the sideline. So Northwest with Wallace, Sullivan, Schlake. Kozad, who takes the inbound pass, goes up with a shot, blocked away once, up with it again, and is fouled. We're going to get back to the free throw line. And the foul will go on Gilbert Jimfey. You got the block, and then the foul. That was his seventh block, but picks up his second foul of the half and sends Kozad back to the free throw line. Grant's already hit a couple of free throws, 4 points total, and will step up with 13:55 left in the half and Northwest in front, 11-6. The knee bend and the free throw rims out. That's the first miss at the free throw line this evening for Northwest. Now 4-5 at the line. The free throw coming for Kozad. And that one's on the way. Nothing but net. 12-6. Northwest Missouri State up. Gio out front. Finds Hooks. Looks on the right wing for Brown Peterson. Cross court left side pass for Gio. Gio spins. Finds it out front for Hooks. And right side pass goes to Brown Peterson. In the right corner. Rise, and it's cut off by Funk. And pass off of Gio, goes right back right side, Brown Peterson through the lane, jump stop, up with the shot of the glass, won't go, and a foul as Brown Peterson knocked to the floor. And this to go on Northwest inside.
Dolph Slake tried to get a block, got up, didn't just barely miss the basketball, but the body contact where the foul came in.
Slake's first foul. Third team foul on Northwest. Rashad Brown Peterson, a junior out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the free throw line, knocks down the first free throw. got 3 points this evening. 57% shooter, 17 of 30 on the year. Second free throw is good. And it's a four-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace handling the point duties. Second straight game, he didn't get a start, but he's out there at the point, dribbles on the right side. Bounce pass for Kozad. Into the right corner, Sullivan. Out front, Wallace. Pass hits him right in the head. That ricochets to Sullivan, who saves it inbounds back to Matt. Goes cross-court, left side for Funk. Between the circles, Wallace looks outside Funk. Into the left quarter, Sullivan. Open the three, high arching jumper, won't go. Rebound tips, Slate tries to save it and keeps it alive, but it's picked up by Odige for Southwest Baptist. On the drive to the left wing, Brown Peterson to the free throw line. Bounce pass leads too far. Odige into the right corner. It will go out of bounds. Now we're going to say it was tipped and goes out of bounds. It will belong to SBU. Starzl back into the game. Kozad to the sideline for Northwest. Northwest holding on to a 12-8 lead over SBU. Inbound to Hooks in the right corner. Out to Gio, top of the key. Drives on Wallace, back pedals, and now is trapped with Slake out front with that ball trap. A long pass into the left corner for Brown Peterson. Drives the baseline as he does. Gets called for the travel and the turnover to Northwest. Northwest up 12-8, 12:49 left in the first half. Wallace handling the point duties. Takes it across the timeline left. SBU setting up in that zone. They've been there the entire game. Right side, Funk, now to Wallace. Back to Funk on the right side, to the right wing, Sullivan. High post right for Slate. Slate kicks it back to Sullivan, wide open on the wing, the three on the way, got it. Alex Sullivan with his first bucket of the game. Talks to them, he's second in the MIAA in three-pointers made this season, and it's a 15-8 Northwest Missouri State lead. Brown Peterson, the left wing, pulls up the dribble, long bounce pass out front, Hooks down the lane left with the runner, and a whistle and a foul. He went through the lane, and a foul coming up on Northwest as Tyler Funk will get called.
Ooh. Calling a continuation here. Funk made his contact. Man. I mean, a dribble. There was another dribble before he took the shot, and they're giving him two opportunities. I don't even know if those would be two free throw attempts in the NBA. Wow.
Hooks at the line, a 72% shooter this season. And the first one good. He's got 3 points tonight. Now 27 of 37 at the line. Second free throw. Good. 5 point lead for the Bearcats with 12-12 left in the first half. Wallace into the front court from our left to our right. To the free throw line, into the right corner. Sullivan sets up, wants the three from there at the front of the rim, follows his shot. In the lane, up with a shot high off the glass, hangs on the rim, won't go. Foul on the rebound as Hooks came down with it for SBU and a foul on Northwest.
And one thing that's so tempting when you've got a size advantage height-wise is to go up after a rebound that you feel like you could outreach the opponent. And that's happened to Kyle Schlake, and not only him, but we've seen a couple of Northwest players getting close to foul calls because they've gone over the back. But it's just so tempting when you've got a much shorter player in front of you trying to go up and get that rebound.
Well, he picks up his second foul, fifth as a team. Brown Peterson to the right baseline. Now they go low left with it. And with his hooks, drives underneath the bucket on Starzl. Cuts him off on the baseline. Leans back out. Starzl gets the block. Rebound tip loose. And it's controlled by Sullivan for Northwest. Into the front court, dribbling through traffic. Will slow it up as the Cats set up the offense. 5 point Bearcat lead. Wallace at the top of the key. Looks left side, Williams. Now to Sullivan. High post left, Kozad. Quick pass low left for Starzl. In the left corner, there's Sullivan. A three rims in. That was a tough three for Sullivan. Had to put it in over Jayon Troutman. He's at 6'5 and was outstretched. And Sullivan knocked it down. 8 point Bearcat lead, 18-10. Just over 11 minutes left in the first half. Gill on the right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Lobs the pass into the right corner. Hooks. Quick bounce pass and a push from behind. Foul on Bryston Williams. Kind of a tough pass for Troutman to handle, but Bryston Williams from behind gets called for the foul. And that will be his first foul. And the sixth team foul on Northwest. Cats in front, 18-10. Inbound, out front with the right side, Brown Peterson. Fires the dribble, goes cross court left for Odige. Into the left corner, Hooks. Back left side, Giel. Right side on the wing for Brown Peterson. Now left side with it is Odige. Odige lobs a pass in the right corner, Northwest, showing a little bit of his zone. On the right side is Odige. Now left side, Giel. Giel at the top of the key. Is trapped by Starzl and Wallace. Finds on the left side. Troutman takes a free throw line left jumper and knocks it in. Jayon Troutman with 4 points. It's an 18-12 Northwest lead with 10.5 minutes left in the first half. Wallace into the front court left side. Cross court right side, Williams. It's a screen by Cozad. Looks left for Wallace. Wallace out front, goes right side, Sullivan, bounce pass low right, knocking the ball loose inside was Troutman, and it's picked up by SBU. Down Peterson to the left wing. Out front, hooks, looks right side, Odegaard. Now to Guillo in front of the Bearcat bench. Shot clock's at 22, just under 10 minutes left in the half. Guillo with the left-handed dribble out front, being chased in, trap lobs across court, right side, leaping up, bringing it down, Brown Peterson, quick pass right, and gets it to Troutman. Back to Brown Peterson through the length into the left corner. Odegaard open the three, air ball a little too hard, and a foul. Williams had the position off the right side of the bucket, and a reach over foul coming up on Damian Hooks. And a break in the action. 9:45 left in the first half. Northwest 18, SBU 12. Back to Bolivar right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University's Office of University Advancement has announced a change in roles for two of its staff members to enhance its outreach, communication, and donor development efforts. Polly Howard has assumed the role of Director of Alumni and Donor Relations, and Steve Sutton has begun serving as Major Gift Development Officer. Howard, who had been a major gift development officer for the last 7 years, and Sutton, who served in the directing role during the same tenure, have switched roles.
18-12, Northwest in front of Southwest Baptist, along with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest with the ball following the timeout as they have the six-point lead. Haley checks in during the break, goes off the right side, now to Williams, left side, and they find Harris, who's in now for Northwest. Lyle Harris on the left wing with the ball, brings it out front left, and finds Williams, right side for Haley. Haley to the free throw line, Cozad trying to toss it inside. It goes off the backboard and then picked up by Haley and puts it up and in. And Northwest up by eight. Out front is Troutman. Looks left side, Gio. Lobs it low, and it's too far into out of bounds. Trying to lead Jawan Hill a little bit too far, and the blocks off that left side. Couldn't bring it down. Northwest will have it.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for SBU to get points inside. Northwest just has such a major size advantage.
20-12, Northwest. Williams into the right corner. Haley. Haley dribbles to the right wing. Now to Williams. Cross court left for Lyle Harris. Harris to the free throw line, backs up, looks high post right, Starzl kicks it to the right wing, Haley, they swing it left side for Williams, quick pass low left for Cozad, trying to find Starzl, cutting through the lane, does, up and in, and a foul, nice shot, as he took the pass, went up with it, was fouled, the ball rolled it around the rim a time or two, dropped down, and Starzl at the line with a chance at a three-point trip down the floor.
Good job by Starzl to create that position inside, he pinned the defender on his hip. Up toward the free throw line, gave a nice angle for Cozad to make that pass.
Player picking up the foul, Yusuf Oshaney, 6'3 freshman out of Houston, Texas, who just entered the ball game. At the line, Starzl's free throw too hard, but it takes a high bounce off the rim, then falls in. Got the roll, and 3-point trip down the floor for Northwest as Starzl picks up his first 3 points of the game. 23-12, Northwest Missouri State in front. Gio trying to go low with it, and a foul. Starzl reaching over, knocks the pass away, picks up the fouls. They try to go low post to Damian Hooks. Starzl with his first foul. That will be the seventh team foul on Northwest. That gets Hooks back to the free throw line where he's 2-for-2 tonight. 8:36 left in the first half. Northwest in front, 23-12. Free throw is good by Hooks. Now 23-13 Northwest lead. SBU scored the first bucket of the game on an alley-oop slam dunk. Northwest came down, hit a three, then they've had the lead since. Second free throw by Hooks, good. And it's a 23-14 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. While Harris taking over the point duties, we'll take across timeline, met by Gio, Preston Gio. Top of the key for Williams. Looks left side. On the wing, left for Haley. Back out front for Harris. Cross court right side. Harris to the top of the key. Pulls up. Into the left corner for Williams. Williams drives, jumps off in lane. Kicks it right side for Harris. Back out front for Williams. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. We see Southwest Baptist drop into man-to-man. And Kozad takes the pass low, post ball fake, then goes up and hits the shot. Great ball fake, got his defender up in the air. Northwest Missouri State in front, 25-14.
Perfect pick and roll to set that up as well.
On the right side, Brown Peterson looks cross court, left for Gio. Into the left corner for Hooks, drives the baseline and a foul. As Kozad trying to slide over and cut off the baseline, will pick up the foul. Grant with his second foul. 7:51 left in the first half, 25-14. Northwest. Connor Crooks into the game. And Bryston Williams goes to the sideline. Also Tyler Funk in. As Tyler will take the place of Kozad. Now Wallace also comes in. And Harris to the bench as coach Ben McCullough. Getting some players in during this dead ball. Damien Hooks at the free throw line. And the first end of a one-on-one opportunity rolls in. Hooks now with 5 of his 7 points coming from the free throw line. Back to a 10-point game. Northwest in front, 25-15. Second free throw off the front of the rim. And Funk with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it to Wallace. And he'll take it across the timeline from our left to our right. Hops between the circles, dribbles left side now in front of the SBU bench. Left wing gets it to Kirker. Kirker with a crossover dribble, bounce pass low left for Starzl, kicks it back to Kirker, out front between the circles, Wallace. Wallace goes cross court left. Kirker brings it down, takes a free throw line, kicks it right wing. Haley with a fadeaway three out the back of the rim, rebound tipped by Starzl, goes on the baseline, out of bounds, and will belong to SBU. 7:20 left in the half. Northwest 25, Southwest Baptist 15. Gill, the 5'11 player out of Bolivar, playing for his father as well as his mother. He's an assistant coach on the right side, and a pass goes to Brown Peterson, who's fouled. Haley picks it up. That'll be his second. Sullivan into the game, and D'Angelo Haley to the sideline. Rashad Brown Peterson will go to the free throw line. The last foul, the ninth team foul on Northwest. And the front end of a 1-1 is good by Brown Peterson. SBU came into this game seventh in the conference in free throw shooting percentage at 71.4%. Second free throw rims around and out in the rebound, Northwest. 25-16, Northwest in front. Wallace into the front court left side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Pulls up. Find Sullivan on the left. Into the left corner for Kirker. Kirker with a dribble out front. Checked off and picked up by Brown Peterson. Now to Kirker, or rather Funk, across court right side pass. Sullivan to Kirker cutting down the lane. Nice hook pass as he finds Starzl in the lane. Lays it up and in. Have a reach around pass there. Getting it to Starzl and Northwest Missouri State in front 27-16. Brown Peterson to the top of the key. Pulls up, looks left side for Gio. Squares up, wants the three off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound on the bounce in the right corner. And it will go out of bounds and belong to Northwest. Good job by Funk that time. Shielding the ball as it went out of bounds as Jayon Troutman is trying to get to it and just couldn't reach around Funk. And for Tyler, took a little bit of a hit going into that corner. I think hitting just the edge of the stands over there. Got a timeout with 6:28 left in the half. Northwest in front, 27-16. We'll keep it here. And Matt, Northwest defensively doing a good job keeping SBU out of their comfort zone, trying to work their offense.
Yeah, you know, they've extended the defense out well beyond the perimeter, which you have to do against Southwest Baptist. But, you know, SBU hasn't been able to do anything inside because of Northwest's size. And I think some credit has to go to the big guys. They're having to come out on the perimeter and do some guarding outside as well that they don't normally have to do, something that the Cats have been working on, but they're doing a good job of it in game action when those big guys have to get out there and defend. They've done a good job of it so far.
SBU right now shooting 31% from the field, just 4 of 13. Northwest shooting 53% right now, 9 of 17, and they've got the 27-16 lead. Wallace into the front court off the right side. Out front for Funk, right side Wallace, low right for Starzl. Starzl trying to post up, spins left in the lane, fadeaway jumper, short from the rebound inside. Pulled down by Brown Peterson for SBU. On the fast break, right side, Odege looks low right side and gets it to Troutman, turns and knocks it down. 27-18, Northwest in front, 6 minutes left in the half. Wallace into the front court in front of the scorer's table, out to the top of the key. Gets screened by Funk, goes left side, finds Crooker, back to Wallace, right side. Right wing for Sullivan. Sullivan dribbling out front. Cross court left Wallace, now quick pass left wing, finds Crooker. Crooker, cross court right side, Wallace, back to Crooker on the left wing. Bounce pass low left for Funk, trying to find Starzl inside. Knock loose, picked up by Gio, and Gio across the timeline on the left side. Drives through the lane, from there right there, left runner short, rebound tipped by Crooker, picked up by Starzl. Now to Wallace, he'll take across midcourt left side. Sends to the top of the key, left side, finds Sullivan, trying to look low, nothing there. Now finds at the free throw line, Funk, lobs it out front right, Wallace. 20 on the shot clock, 5:13 left in the half. Northwest in front, 27-18. Wallace free throw line right, pulls up, trying to look inside, nothing there. Now right wing Funk. Wallace right side, shot clock's at 7. Left side Crooker, left corner for Sullivan, drives the baseline, bounce pass for Starzl off of Assen Good with 2 seconds on the shot clock. Starzl has the easy bucket off the right side, 29-18. Northwest Missouri State in front. Good patience that time, attacking the defense out of SVU. Right side is Hooks, bobbled it, picks it up, goes cross court left for Brown Peterson. Back right side, Gio. Now cross court left, Odege to Gio on the right side. 4.5 minutes left in the half, shot clock's down to 11 seconds. Gio at the free throw line, left side, Odege takes the jumper at 3, got it. Off that left wing, Ricky Odege knocks down his first bucket of the game, 7th. Three-pointer of the season. Northwest up by 8 through the lane. Crooker drives. Left-handed layup off the left side. Good as he put it up and in over Deion Troutman. And a Crooker with his first bucket. 10-point lead once again for Northwest. Off the left side, Gio. Plays it out front. Lobs it back left side for Hooks. Takes the jumper. A three-pointer on the left side. Just beyond the arc is good. As Damian Hooks knocks down a 3. So 2 straight trips down the floor. SBU with a 3. And Coach Ben McCollum calls a timeout with 3:56 left in the half. Northwest still in front. They lead 31-24.
One thing we've seen Northwest do a good job offensively is drive with the basketball, draw the help side defense, and then SBU is not doing a good job of rotating beyond that. So that's left for some easy open looks inside. The guards that are doing the driving have found the big guys underneath for some wide open layups. But no rotation out of Southwest Baptist after that first initial help side. So that's left Northwest with some easy opportunities down low. Hopefully they'll be able to continue to take advantage of.
And they will inbound following this timeout by Northwest as Coach McCollum trying to stem SBU's at three-point shooting. A couple straight trips down the floor where they knocked down threes. Funk and Wallace on the floor along with Crooker, Kozad, and also Bryson Williams, who checked in during the break. Into the front court, Wallace looks left side. Finds Crooker to the free throw line, Funk into the left corner, Crooker. Now to Wallace left side. Looking at the 2-3 zone, cross court right side, Williams. Now to Wallace out front. Dribbles to the free throw line, right side for Williams, low right for Kozad. Trying to find Wallace, cutting through the lane, pass behind him, and it is picked up by Brown Peterson on the break. Left side, Jimphy throws it away, trying to go into the left corner, and it goes out of bounds. Trying to find Odege that time, and we've got a break in the action. Northwest will have it following the timeout. Northwest 31, SBU 24, back to Bolivar right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
3:28 left in the first half, Northwest 31, SBU 24. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. So far, so good. A pretty good first half for Northwest.
Yeah, it really has been. They've done a solid job defensively. They've come out and executed the game plan defensively, kept SBU from getting too many looks from the outside, or too many good looks anyway, and then offensively just being very patient, and they've been able to find some wide-open looks themselves.
Northwest with it following the timeout. Wallace to take it across midcourt, left side. Dribbles to the left wing, to the top of the key. Looks right side, Williams. Out front, Wallace. Back to Williams on the right. Looks into the right corner for Kirker. Free throw line right for Funk. Got a little runner in the lane with the right hand. Won't go. Rebound ricochets. Controlled inside. And picked up by Troutman for SBU. Now to Gio. Gio, little hesitation drive to the free throw line. Cut off. Right side with it is Brown-Peterson. Now to Gio on the right wing. To the top of the key, Troutman. Swings to the left side, Odige. Odige to the top. Pulls up. Looks right side, Brown-Peterson. Now to Giel. Skip pass left side in the left corner for Troutman. A touch pass off the left side for Odige. Now to Brown-Peterson in the baseline left. And a runner on the way by Troutman. Won't go. Rebound a little too hard. And it rolls out front. Diving after for Northwest. And we've got a held ball. Giel for SBU. Goes after the ball as well as ties up Wallace. And Northwest will get it with the possession arrow.
Yeah, and Giel and Wallace dove toward each other going after that loose ball. I thought maybe we'd have a collision, but it just so happened that the two went opposite directions to avoid the collision. Otherwise, that could have been interesting.
Well, wipe up the perspiration, and Northwest will have it with a 31-24 lead, 2:37 left in the first half. After SBU scored the first 2 points of the game, Northwest with the three to come down the floor, they've led the rest of the way. Wallace into the front court off the right side, trying to look in, nothing there. Now finds Williams, will bring it out near the timeline on the right. Wallace out front, looks left side, Sullivan on the wing. Sullivan in front of the SBU bench, dribbles out of a double team. Finds Williams right side, open at three, good. Nothing but net for Bryson Williams off the right side at the top. And that's his 7th three of the game, and back to a 10-point Bearcat lead. Just over 2:07 left in the half. Brown-Peterson looks left side for Gio. Dribbles to the free throw line, pulls up, Sullivan on him. Swing it right side for Odige. Drives to the baseline on Williams. Cut off. Now Funk steps out into a double team. They get a right side for Troutman. Trying to go in the lane. Diving after the ball. And another tie-up. That's underneath the bucket. Northwest forces the tie-up with Hooks. And who else but Funk diving after the loose ball and forcing the tie-up.
Yeah, and hustling down on the help side just to knock the ball loose initially.
10-point Northwest lead. 34-24. Gio to inbound. Baseline right. Bounce pass off the inbound to Brown-Peterson. Trying to look inside, nothing there. Out top the key for Gio once again. Gio dribbles right. 7 on the shot clock. Off the left wing for Odige with 4. Left side for Hooks to the baseline. Back pedals, wants the jumper. It sure hits the side of the backboard and goes out of bounds. There's a shot clock sound. The Northwest will get it. Another good job defensively out of Northwest.
Yeah, SBU continues to be unable to find their comfort zone offensively.
34-24, Northwest Missouri State in front. Jalen Loving back in the game, a 6'5 freshman out of Country Club Hills, Illinois. Cats up by 10 as Wallace will walk it across the timeline, dribbles left. Now to the top of the key. Right side for Williams. Low in the lane for Starzl, kicks it left side for Funk. Funk finds Sullivan on the right wing, open the three, runs out, rebound. Leaping up, bringing it down Odige and a foul as Funk went after the rebound as well and will get called for the foul. That'll be Tyler's second foul. We go to the other end to shoot two with 1:15 left in the half. And strolling to the free throw line, Ricky Odige. 5 of 10 on the season at the line. Odige's been a starter for SBU, coming off the bench in tonight's game. His free throw rolls out. Funk to the sideline. Kozad into the game for Northwest. Odorizzi is senior out of Brooklyn, New York. Second free throw rattles around and out. Starzl with the rebound for the Cats. Gives it to Wallace. He'll slow it up and walk across the timeline with 1:09 left in the half. Wallace off the left side. Check the 2-3 zone. Right side for Williams. Low in the box for Starzl. Goes low left for Kozad. Kozad, a little hook off the right side. Won't go. Starzl with the board. The putback is blocked away inside by Troutman and is picked up by SBU. Gill down the left sideline to the bucket. Now bounces it into the right corner with the pass for Brown Peterson. Back to Gill. Low right side for Loving. Spins on Kozad on the right side. A little hook short. Rebound Kozad for Northwest. Good job defensively out of Kozad. Forcing Loving a little bit too far underneath the bucket to make that shot go. Northwest up by 10 with 30 seconds left in the half. Wallace to the top of the key. Flex into the right corner, Sullivan. Right side for Williams. 24 seconds left. 18 on the shot clock. Kozad at the free throw line. Left side, Wallace. Wallace through the lane, all the way to the bucket. A scoop layup is good as he weaved his way through that 2-3 zone and got the layup. 12 seconds left in the half. Northwest up 36-24. Brown Peterson out between the circles, dribbles right side in a double team into the right corner for Loving. A long three off the back of the rim, and the rebound tipped out front as the buzzer sounds. And that'll be it, the end of the first half. Northwest, which led the majority of the half, goes into the locker room with a 36-24 lead over Southwest Baptist. We'll be back to Bolivar right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Welcome back to Bolivar. Northwest in front of SBU, 36-24. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And, Matt, it was an alley-oop slam dunk to start this game for SBU, but then D'Angelo Haley came down, knocked down at three, and Northwest never trailed the rest of the way.
Yeah, I think one big key is Northwest hasn't allowed Southwest Baptist to get comfortable offensively, even to the point where I think SBU is passing up on some three-point opportunities that normally we're used to seeing them shoot, and I think normally they would shoot, but they just have not shot the basketball real well, so they're not comfortable from out there. One thing that they wanted to do, Northwest said, is defensively, is to make sure and not allow SBU to get some easy looks, knock down some early threes, and get into that comfort zone, and the Bearcats have been able to keep them out of that so far.
It's like one of the important things we've seen Northwest on several occasions really force SBU deep into the shot clock. They're, I think, a team offensively that as the shot clock goes deeper and deeper, they get a little antsy out there. They like to come down and jack the threes up, and if they have to work a little bit more for it, you see them make some bad decisions.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's where you see them either force some shots or try to get the ball inside when it's not there, take some hurried shots that they're just not comfortable with. And the big thing is the defense being extended out beyond the perimeter for Northwest. And like I said a little bit earlier, especially with the big men, Northwest big men have done a great job defensively when they've had to, coming out on the perimeter defensively, because they're having to do that more tonight than they normally do.
And for the second game in a row, we're seeing Northwest attack the zone much better.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, going back to talking about the big men, That's an advantage that Northwest has, and to be able to take advantage of that on the offensive end, those guys have to play that defensive end so that they can keep them in the ball game. So Northwest has been able to come down, knock down a few outside shots, and then kind of use SBU against themselves. The drive down low, SBU comes over on the help side. You don't see any good rotation defensively out of that zone, which normally you think you would, so it's getting Northwest some wide open looks inside.
At the half, Northwest in front of Southwest Baptist at 36-24. Earlier tonight, SBU with a two-point win over Northwest, 76-74. When we come back, the head coach of the Northwest women, Mark Kellogg, will be in to talk with Matt about that game. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Bolivar, 36-24, the Northwest Missouri State men with the lead at the half over Southwest Baptist. A little bit earlier this evening, Southwest Baptist women with a two-point win over Northwest. Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg joining us. And coach, 74 points, not a bad number for your team. It's going to win a lot of ball games for you. But it just seemed like every time you got close in this one, Southwest Baptist was hitting some big shots.
Yeah, they made us pay every defensive rotation that we missed or error we made defensively. They drilled us. I mean, they just got every one of those things, and you're making a run in the second half and you get it to one, and then they a dagger three or a dagger shot, or, you know, they didn't kill us on the offensive boards, but I thought there was a couple of them that were just like, dang, we've got to be perfect defensively when you get down like that. And we weren't, obviously we weren't perfect, but, you know, proud that we at least gave ourselves a chance. Once again, we had the ball late with a chance to tie or take the lead and thought we got fouled, but you know, we didn't do enough to get into that situation. Obviously, if you do more, you're not even in it and relying on a call.
Well, that's one thing, too. When you got down by 13 points in the second half of this one, it's another one of those situations where your team had another opportunity to just kind of lay down, and they didn't do it. And that's something we've seen a lot of out of your team this year.
Yeah, no, I mean, they'll fight. You know, they'll claw the I thought the first half probably was the difference in the game when we were down 9 and couldn't defend them. They were making shots, but they were open shots. And it was missed rotations. And I think the very first play of the game was a missed rotation, something we had talked about, we had prepared for. We knew exactly what they were going to do. And then we just don't execute it. You know, and that's the little stuff I even talked to them about in the locker room. That we know this stuff. Why are we not putting it to use when we get out on the court? If I ask you the question right now, you're going to give me the exact answer. We go through it in practice, you do it exactly right, and then we get in the game and we freeze and we just don't do it. But we played well enough offensively to win and just gave it back completely on the defensive end.
How important was that stretch in the first half? You guys had a two-point lead and they came down and hit threes on three straight possessions, and seemed like, I don't want to say rattled the team a little bit, but it seemed like that was very early in the ball game a little bit of a turning point for this game.
Yeah, no, it was, and that was one of the things we talked about is if you let them get their feet set, this team can shoot it as well as anybody in the country. If we can speed them up and make them play faster, then we're going to be fine. We can get up and down, and we thought we had an advantage in the open floor. And then we had moments where, obviously, we did when we got it into the open floor game. But, yeah, they were all set shots, standing there, wide open threes, and, you know, this team's too good. They can do that. You know, I thought their post really hurt us, though. They, I think, combined for 40 points and 20 rebounds, and we got worked a little bit by those two post players. And that's disappointing because we've thought every game we've gone into, we had advantage post play. This is the first night all year that we got outworked in the post.
When you look at Alexis Bay tonight, she came off the bench and it gave you some pretty good minutes offensively.
Yeah, she did. Offensively, she just got it going. We got her some good looks, some easy looks. She hit that big jumper in the second half, a little bit in that run. So, yeah, and she can score, you know, and we need her to think that way, especially with Maggie getting two fouls. I mean, that's another issue we talked to Maggie. Like, she can't, okay, you get one, you can't get an over-the-back call number two. You know, maybe it's something else, and that's okay. We can live with it. But we can't live with over-the-back call and her only playing 8 minutes. But Lexa stepped up. She did a really good job for us. You know, disappointing our rebounding. Our leading rebounder is our 5'2 point guard. You know, we're not getting enough kids. You know, on the boards, obviously losing Timber a little bit didn't help, and that kind of hurt the rotation.
Hey, talk about Monique Stevens. On two plays tonight that I can remember, she wrote the book on following your shot. She took three-pointers, followed the shot, and ended up with absolutely wide-open layups on both of those, something that I'm sure you'd love to see every player do in the game.
Yeah, we would. Monique's figuring it out a little bit. I've seen her. She's come a long way. I mean, shooting a little bit more confidently, also getting to the free throw line. And she's a good rebounder. We knew that coming in. She led her junior college in rebounding, you know, at 5'2". So she can rebound. You know, I think she's second in our league in assists and had six more again tonight, I believe. So she's figuring some stuff out. I'm pretty pleased with where Monique is. We just got to get everybody else. We're just too up and down individually right now, you know, as a team. And we need to know exactly what each kid's going to give us every night. It doesn't mean we're not going to have somebody go off for 20 or 22, but we just have to be within our structure. That's when we're at our best. We're not going to out-talent people. We need to outwork people, and we say we outwork them, but I don't know if we really truly do, so we kind of brought that up in the locker room. So still some steps to take. This is one, though, again, we've had a couple of these. We're going to get done with the year and say, that's one I wish we had.
Yeah. Well, it seems like between now and Saturday, you almost have kind of a perfect amount of time because you got some time to work on some things for you, but you have still some time to prepare for Central on Saturday.
Yeah, this was a little bit of a trap game, too, coming in. You know, they didn't play Saturday South. They've been waiting around for 6 days, watching film on us, resting, preparing. We play Saturday, go home, get on the road. Not that that's an excuse, but, you know, that was part of it. I thought we looked a little tired, especially when we shortened the rotation even more. But, yeah, the good side, I guess, is now we get a little bit more time to prepare for Central Missouri, who's, I don't know what they're ranked, but they're ranked in there, and we're going on the road, and, you know, could make up for this one a little bit if we could figure out a way to win. And we still need one of those. We have no defining wins quite yet, so we're looking for that.
Well, we're getting close to the end of January and the road trips that we've talked about. You're getting there. The light's kind of at the end of the tunnel. Like you said, not only would that be a big individual win, but to close out the 6 out of 7 on the road and everything, boy, that'd be good on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're learning and we're growing, and that's all part of this process. And I've said it's growing pains, and this is one of those. This is painful. Again, if we can get better from losing, it's okay, and we're in that process. But we're a young team. We started junior, 3 sophomores and a freshman, so it's not like we're a senior-laden team. But you're right, we get 6, I think, of the last 9 at home, and that will be a welcome change for us, for sure.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you in Warrensburg.
Okay, thanks, man.
That is Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. Their loss tonight, 76-74 to Southwest Baptist. At the half of the men's game, 36-24, Northwest with the lead over SBU. When we come back, John will look at some of the numbers from the first half. That's after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.com.
The Northwest Missouri State Athletic Department has announced the 2013 football schedule. 6 home games highlight the campaign, with the season opener at home with Saginaw Valley State out of Michigan on either September 5th or 7th. The schedule is the first since 2007 to feature 6 home games. Central Missouri will come to Bearcat Stadium for the first time in 3 years in week 2 of the schedule. Northwest and Pittsburgh State will meet for the 12th straight season at Arrowhead Stadium on October 19th. And homecoming will feature Missouri Southern on October 26th. The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Back in the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Southwest Baptist at 36-24. As we check some of the totals here, Northwest with their largest lead of the game, as the Bearcats ended up in the first half shooting 50% from the field, 13 of a 26, 4 of 10 from a 3-point range, and at the free throw line, 6 of 7 for an 86% from there.
Looking at the boards, 17 rebounds for Northwest and 11 for SBU. Bearcats with 4 offensive, 13 defensive boards, and for SBU, 2 offensive and 9 defensive rebounds. Southwest Baptist also shooting 33% from the field, 7 of 21, just 2 of 9 on threes. They're 8 of 12 at the free throw line. And you look at the turnovers, neither team's really turned it over very often. Northwest 4 and SBU 6 from the first half. And Northwest, though, one of the things that's impressive, they scored 11 points off of the 6 turnovers by SBU, and SBU yet to score a point off a turnover from the first half. Individually, for Northwest, no one in double figures, but they've got the 3 players with 7 points apiece, Dylan Starzl, along with D'Angelo Haley and Grant Kozad. And 6 points for Alex Sullivan as he knocked down a couple of threes. 3 points for Bryson Williams and a bucket apiece for Kyle Slake. Also Connor Kirker and Matt Wallace. And for SBU, they have 1 player in double figures. Damian Hooks, he has 10 points. He was 5 of 6 at the free throw line in the first half. Also knocked down a couple of free throws, or a couple of field goals to go along with that. He's the only player in double figures for SBU. Again, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State up by 12, 36-24. Back with second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
36-24, Northwest Missouri State in front of SBU as we go to second half play for the Cats coming out of halftime. They'll have Bryson Williams on the floor along with Tyler Funk, Dylan Starzl, Kyle Slate, who will inbound, and D'Angelo Haley. That's the original starting five for Northwest tonight. And inbound into the backcourt goes to Williams as Northwest goes from our right to our left in this second half. Williams out to the front, goes out between the circles for Slate. Looks right side, finds Williams. Now to Funk on the left side. Left side finds Haley. Haley out front with the dribble. Looks right side for Williams. Gets a pick by Starzl. Now to Funk on the right wing. To Slate at the top of the key. Lobs it low intended for Starzl. Leaping up was Troutman. Knocks it down and is picked up by Gill for SBU. Takes it down the other end of the floor. Launches a 3 from the left wing. Misses it. Slate with the board and a foul as Deion Troutman trying to pull away with that rebound. Gets called for the foul. That'll be his first team's first. And Northwest will inbound from our right to our left in the second half. Again, the Bearcats in their traveling green uniforms with the black numerals trimmed in white. SBU in their home whites with the purple numerals and trim. On the left side, Haley out front. Starzl looks right side for Funk. Now to the top of the key. Williams looks left side. Haley fakes right. Goes left to the baseline. Drives. Lays it up off the glass. Won't go. Rebound tipped a couple times and finally controlled by Troutman. Now it goes to Gill. Left to right to the right wing. Squares up. Wants another 3. Knocks that one down. Gill with his first bucket of the game. Leads the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage as well as third in the conference in 3-pointers made. Knocks down his first 3 of the game. And Funk at the other end. Drives to the baseline off the right side and is fouled. 36-27, Northwest Missouri State in front. Gill gets called for the foul, reaching in. That will be his first. And the team's second, as Funk went driving to the bucket off that right side. He'll get a chance to shoot two. Funk this year, 45% shooter at the free throw line, 9 of 20. 6'3 junior out of Kearney, Missouri's free throw is good as it rolls in. His first point of the game, averages 4 contests. Came in with 16 steals to go along with 18 assists. Just a couple of the areas where he really excels for the Bearcat team. Hits both free throws. And a 38-27 Northwest lead. Just a couple minutes into the second half. Off of the left side is Brown-Peterson. Out front for Gill. Drives on Funk. A little runner on the left side from 13. Won't go. Fight for the board between Slake and Starzl. Knock loose into the lane and picked up by Haley for Northwest. D'Angelo across midcourt right side. Looks on the right and gets it to Funk. Now left side for Williams. Williams at the top of the key. Goes low. Nice entry pass. Gets it into Sargle. Spins. Hits the shot off the glass and a foul coming up on Damian Hooks.
Boy, nice fun looking basketball play right there.
Yes. Starzl will go to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. Northwest in front, 40-27. Well, dribbles three times, eyes the bucket, free throw, takes a high bounce off the rim and knocks it down. That's the second time he's done that today. He's 2-2 at the free throw line, and Northwest in front, 41-27. Gio out between the circles, goes cross-court left side. Brown Peterson back to Gio on the right wing. Spins down the lane right side with the dribble. Gets caught up in the air. Tosses it away. Picked up by Haley underneath the bucket for Northwest. 41-27. Cats in front. Haley down the right sideline. Pops the key to the free throw line. Goes cross court left side. Williams now to Funk on the left wing. To the free throw line. Kicks into the right corner. Williams. Williams getting a screen by Slate. Takes the free throw line. Sets up. Wants the jumper from there. And knocks it down. Williams with 5 points. 43-27. Northwest Missouri State in front. 17:40 left in the game. Brown Peterson out between the circles for Troutman. Looks left side for Jemphy. Back between the circles, Troutman. To the right wing, Brown Peterson. And a double team trying to go low, finding Hooks cutting through. Couldn't hold on to the pass. Goes out of bounds over on to Northwest.
Well, they definitely haven't found their comfort level at halftime. Northwest is just keeping them out of that comfort zone. They're making bad passes. They're taking their eyes off the passes, trying to make something happen, and that's because of Northwest defense.
43-27, Northwest Missouri State in front. Williams to the left baseline, dribbles back left wing, out front between the circles, Haley. Right side, finds Funk. Funk pulls up and goes low into the baseline left, finds Haley, a fadeaway three, rims out, Funk crashing the board. Comes down with the rebound, kicks it back out to Williams, and Northwest with a fresh 35 on the shot clock to set up the offense. Williams off the key to the free throw line. Left side, Haley. Cross court, right, Funk. High post, right, Starzl. Back to Funk, top the key. Dribbles once. Goes left wing, Williams. 18 on the shot clock. Williams to the free throw line. Bounce pass, low right. Nice feed and another foul. As he gets it to Starzl and another foul on Damian Hooks. Yeah, Starzl's just eating Hooks alive inside.
Yeah, Northwest either is going to score down low or draw that foul like that, and it looks like SBU is kind of, with the frustration level building, probably the number of fouls inside instead of the number of easy buckets is going to grow.
Hooks picks up his third foul. We've got a timeout, 16:45 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 43-27. SBU with the timeout back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State in front of Southwest Baptist, 43-27. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. SBU with only one field goal here in the second half. That was a three by Preston Gio on the SBU's first possession of the half. But since then, SBU's really struggled offensively.
Yeah, they just haven't gotten any good looks at the basket as opposed to Northwest, who seems to find them all over the place.
Dylan Starzl going to the free throw line, fouled before the timeout. 14 fouls for SBU in the second half. Northwest yet to commit one. And Starzl at the line to shoot two. First one good. Dylan now with 9 points, 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Seeing his free throw shooting percentage slowly increase as this season's kind of long. Another high bounce off the rim. This time it falls out, and the rebound to SBU. Across the timeline, Gio. Pass nearly stolen by Funk. Picked up at the post off the right side by Loving. Now back to Gio. Gio, bounce pass low right for Loving. Guarded by Slake in the right corner. Loving, bounce pass low right. And finds Hill. Hill trying to drive into Link. Hits it back right side. Loving on the wing. Over Slake. A three off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped. It goes to Williams. Tipped away, and Williams will have it for Northwest. 44-27 Northwest. Williams into the front court right side in front of the Bearcat bench. Cross court left side, Haley. Couple dribbles. Hooks the pass to Slake on the pick and roll. Left side is Slake off the glass and good.
What a pass by D'Angelo Haley. Wow.
Hooks it down to Kyle Slake, and it's a 46-27 Northwest lead. Gale through the lane as he drives a foul. And this one coming up on Northwest. Funk will pick up his third foul. SBU to inbound, baseline left. Now Wallace off the bench and into the game for Northwest as Funk will go to the sideline. 15:55 left in the game. Northwest 46, SBU 27. Inbound lob left side and a foul. It's shot is good as Hill knocks it down and a foul coming up on Northwest. Duane Hill with his first puck into the game. Haley has called for the foul. That'll be his third. So Northwest with a couple players in foul trouble now with Funk and Haley. And now apparently they're going to give that one on Slake instead. And with that, that'll be Slake's third. And so either way, Northwest will have a player with three fouls off of that. Juwan Hill, a chance to make this a three-point trip down the floor. Averages 6 points a game, and his free throw rims in. 46-29, Northwest. Full court pressure out of SBU off the inbound. Haley takes the inbound. It's double team, and we'll get called for a travel as he leaped up in the air, tried to get a pass away, didn't have anyone to throw it to, and it gets called for the travel. So quickly, the full court pressure catching up in Northwest by surprise, and a turnover gives it to SBU. Southwest Baptist in the first half did not score a point off of Bearcat turnover, while Northwest had 11 points off the turnovers. On the right side is O'Shaney. Looks left wing. Finds Brown Peterson. Out of a double team. A long pass to Loving in the left corner. Low left for Hill. Hill, quick pass out front. And driving down the lane goes Brown Peterson in the foul as he went through. And this will go on Matt Wallace. That'll be his first. Third team foul on Northwest. SBU with four. And Rashad Brown Peterson to inbound baseline right. Gets it to Hill. Hill on the right corner brings it out front right side for Odige. Now to Loving. Back to Odige out near the timeline. 47-30, Northwest Missouri State up. Odige out front, gets caught dragging his pivot foot. Wanted to go with a pass off that left side and didn't really have the angle to make the pass and gets called for the travel. Yeah, a good job defensively out of Northwest.
I don't think there have been many good angles for Southwest Baptist offensively tonight. And you can credit the Northwest defense for that.
Northwest was up by 12 at halftime, up by 16 right now. As Wallace into the front court right side. Pass pass to Williams at the top of the key. Trying to look low, does for Kozad, who just checked in. A little hook pass as he takes it in the lane, or the hook shot wouldn't go. And the rebound Hill for SBU. On the break to Gio. Gas cut off the fast break. Gio at the free throw line. Goes cross court left side for Brown. Peterson, a plate away. Three over Williams is good. Brown Peterson knocks down his first three of the game, and we got a timeout. 14:54 left in the game. Northwest 46, Northwest 33. A timeout by the Bearcats. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
46-33, Northwest Missouri State in front with 14:54 left in the game. Cats leading SBU. And SBU going into full court pressure, which has caused a turnover in the second half. Inbound comes to Wallace out of a double team, finds Kozad. Now to Sullivan, he'll take it across midcourt left side to the left wing. Out front left for Wallace. Wallace, Sullivan on the left side. Takes it out top the key, cross court right, Williams. Now to Wallace on the right sideline in front of the Northwest bench. Takes it out between the circles, left side Sullivan to the left wing, Williams.
Williams to the free throw line. Finds Sullivan right side. Goes low right for Kozad. Kicks it into the corner for Williams. Now to Sullivan. Wide open. Takes a three off the right side. About 2 feet beyond the arc and knocks down the three. Alex Sullivan with 9 points. All coming on three-pointers this evening. 49-33 Northwest and a timeout SBU. As goes Jeff Gill, not happy with his team. Northwest in front, 49-33. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The City of Maryville announced the Transportation Enhancement Committee and the Missouri Department of Transportation have awarded $240,000 toward pedestrian improvements along the 4th Street corridor. TE funds are federal funds available to local public agencies for transportation-related projects, including but not limited to the construction of sidewalks, trails, and bike lanes, landscaping, and to make the ADA improvements to existing sidewalks. Final design on the project is expected to be completed by May.
49-33, Northwest Missouri State in front of Southwest Baptist with 14-16 left in the game. It's Matt, Northwest not letting up here in the second half.
No, absolutely. They're playing just the way, same way they did, same game plan and everything in that first half, and SBU still hasn't got it figured out.
Gill into the front court, looks left side, on to the wing, Loving free throw line, drives the lane, lays it up, and misses the layup, but a foul coming up on Kozad, who's sliding over on the help side defense and trying to draw the charge. Instead gets called for the block. Grant will pick up his third foul. We've got a break from the action on 14:07 left in the game. Northwest 49, Southwest Baptist 33. We'll be back to Bolivar in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
49-33, the Northwest men in front of SBU. Earlier tonight, the Northwest women lost a heartbreaker 76-74 to Southwest Baptist, but the Northwest men trying to have the two teams come over with a split of this doubleheader. Northwest have only trailed once. That was at 2-0 real early in this one, obviously. And since then, Northwest has never looked back. Jalen Loving at the free throw line. Freshman has been held scoreless so far. Averages 5 points a game. Knocks down the first free throw. 49-34, Northwest in front of SBU. And the second free throw rims around and out. Starzl crashes the board for the rebound. A reach over foul by Gilbert Jemphy, who entered the game during that last break in play. Picks up his third foul. 15th foul on SBU. Northwest inbound again, facing full court pressure. Schlake gets it to Williams. Now he'll take it across the timeline. Cats handling the pressure. Wallace between the circles. Bounce pass right side. Slate. Now gets it to Williams. Drives the baseline. Trying to find Starzl cutting through before he does. Whistle and a foul coming up on SBU. This will go on Jalen Loving, who will pick up his first foul. Cats will inbound baseline right, just the sixth team foul. So from here on, Northwest will be shooting free throws. Wallace baseline right, looks to inbound, gets it to Williams on the right side. Out front on the right, gets it to Williams, drives the baseline, hooks the pass inside for Starzl, slams it down. Better whistle on the charge coming up first on Williams. Harvey Williams second as SBU going into man-to-man that inbound.
It's too bad, that was a nice looking play there.
Oh, it was. Ricky Odige into the game, and Gilbert Jemphy to the sideline. 49-34, SBU trailing Northwest into the front court.
So is Brown Peterson. Looks on the left wing. Loving with a dribble between a double team. Finds the Gill. Back pedals. Lots of three-point attempt out front. Rims out. Hill has the ball stripped out of his hands. Picked up by Sullivan. Just a case where Javon Hill inside got a little lackadaisical, and Northwest will have it. Across the timeline left. Wallace. End of the lane. Pulls up. Kicks it back out to Williams. Northwest in front. 49-34. Williams aspires the dribble, goes right side for Wallace in front of the scorer's table. Right corner pass for Slake, goes low right for Sarzloff for the left glass and foul. Nice feed by Slake, low post off the right side, gets it to fall and another foul. Double figures now for Dylan Starzl as he'll go to the free throw line. This will go on Jalen Loving, who can't handle Starzl inside. SVU trying to find someone inside that can match up with the Bearcats big man, and they haven't been able to do it.
Yeah, the problem is Southwest Baptist roster is full of three-point shooters, you know, guys that are can play out on the perimeter and just have nowhere near the size that Northwest does.
Starzl's free throw is good, so a three-point trip down the floor for Northwest. 52-34, Northwest Missouri State in front, just over 13 minutes left in the game. Gill to the top of the key, a long three between the circles, just barely grazes the rim, goes out of bounds, it belonged to Northwest. That really looked like a frustration shot out of Preston Gill. He just came down the floor and lost one, and he's immediately pulled by his father and brought over to the sideline.
Yeah, Dad's going to get into his ear right here.
52-34, Northwest Missouri State in front. Most players have to wait till they get home to get that. On the left side, Williams goes cross court right for Wallace. Back to Sullivan on the left wing. Into the left corner for Williams. Williams through the lane. Bounce pass right side. Open stars on the two-handed slam. 54-34. Northwest Missouri State up. Brown Peterson drives the baseline right side up with a shot. Too far underneath the bucket. His shot hit the bottom of the rim. Rebound Northwest. Sullivan will outlet to Wallace and Northwest from our right to our left. Really starting to see SBU get frustrated. Into the right corner, Wallace. Dribbles to the right wing. Cross court left side, Williams. Gets a screen by Starzl. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Looks right side, Wallace. Shot clock at 15. Just over 12 minutes left in the game. Into the right corner, Sullivan. Wide open. Sets up for the three. Arches it. Nothing but net. Alex Sullivan with 12 points. Northwest 57. SBU 34. And a timeout by SBU with 11:57 left in the game. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
11:57 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 57 and SBU 34. And we're seeing a lot of the SBU fans head to the exits right now.
Yeah, and, you know, mentally, I think the team has kind of done that, too. I mean, not only are they just not able to get on a roll, but you're starting to see some bad decisions, the frustration kind of forcing that a little bit, and Northwest just sticking with the game plan.
Inbound goes to Brown Peterson to the backcourt for SBU, guarded by Sullivan. Right side for Odege. Odege trapped, goes in the right corner and gets it to Troutman. Takes a fadeaway jumper from 17, knocks it down. Beyond Troutman. Troutman with 8 points, his first puck into the second half. Pressure off the inbound, full court pressure of SBU. Northwest to break it. Williams into the front court. And we'll set up the offense for Northwest. Cross court right side, Wallace, 57-36. Northwest in front, Wallace, drives, dishes left side, Slake, and from behind is foul. Tried to go up with a shot, low post off the left side, and Yusuf Oshini comes in and makes the foul. Picks up his second foul.
And that was a foul committed by a guy who didn't want to see his team dunked on for a second time in this second half because Slake was going to go up and throw that one down.
Slake with 4 points coming into first half. Goes to the free throw line, and his first one's off the back of the rim. Carl, a 54% shooter on the year at the line. 57-36, Northwest Missouri State up. Got another free throw. And that one's on the way off the left of the rim, but hustling effort was Sullivan, and he just took it away from Deion
Troutman, who really did not go after that at all. That was just pure hustle by Sullivan to come up with the rebound. Out front is Williams. Finds Slake on the wing, left side. Back to Williams, left. Fakes right, goes left down the lane, goes into the right corner. Sullivan wide open, squares up, wants the three. Williams out, and the rebound. Hill inside for SBU. Aladotage on the fast break for Jemphy. Jemphy through the lane, double team, lost the handle on it. Goes left side for O'Shaney. Out to the top for Keith Troutman. Right side for Odige, drives, trying to find Hill out front. Knocked loose by Williams, finally controlled out front by O'Shaney with 16 on the shot clock. On the perimeter right side, O'Shaney, filling into a trap, goes cross-court right side. Troutman to the free throw line, steps up, wants the jumper and got it. 50-foot jumper out front, knocked down. Troutman at double figures with 10 the other way. A break driving as Williams off the glass won't go, and a foul. This will be a block foul coming up on SBU, and Jawan Hill will pick up his third foul. No, that last possession for SBU resulted in a bucket, but boy, they did not look good offensively.
No, you're right. They're nowhere near what we've come used to seeing out of Southwest Baptist in recent years.
And an announcer's nightmare about to come up here with a substitution for SBU. Williams at the free throw line misses the front end of the one-and-one opportunity. And let's see here. This guy is from Houston, Texas, a 6'4 freshman. And let's see if we can get this right. Ofamafuna Obekwulu, or something like that.
Right? A-O.
Smith, I think.
Yeah.
Second free throw by Williams is good. And he'll go to the sideline as Connor Kirker comes into the ballgame. Also Wallace to the sideline. And back in for Northwest is Lyle Harris. And the inbound comes in as Obekwulu will inbound it and give it to Odige. And Obekwulu out on the left side. Looks on the left wing. Finds O'Shaney. Lots of pass low. Overthrown. Tipped away by Kozad. Picked up by Schlake. Alec goes to Harris on the fast break. A little bit behind. D'Angelo Haley chases it down in the left corner. Now left side for Kirker. Out between the circles. Dribbles right side between the back, or behind the back with the dribble. And gets it to Lyle Harris. Harris out between the circles. Dribbles right side. Now to Kirker on the right wing. Fast pass left. Haley and Harris now left open in the left corner. Open, knocks down the three. Lyle Harris with his first bucket of the game. Third three of the season, 61-38 Northwest. O'Shaney, high post left for a Hill. Out between the circles for Odige. Looks on the right wing for Jemphy. And he tries to go with a runner and carried it a little bit as well, but I think a foul before that.
Literally a runner.
Coming up on Northwest, we also have a break in the action here. 9:27 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 61, SBU 38. We'll be back to Bolivar right after this. 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. 61-38, Northwest Missouri State in front, 9:27 left in the game. SBU will inbound following the timeout as D'Angelo Haley got called for the foul. That'll be his third, just the sixth team foul on Northwest, so an inbound for SBU on the baseline left. Inbound goes left side for Jemphy, and he'll drive through the lane. Little runner with the left hand, won't go, but a foul. And this one on Northwest. Tyler Funk will pick up the foul. That'll be number four on Funk, 17th foul on the Bearcats. Gilbert Jemphy goes to the free throw line.
One thing, when Coach Jeff Gill went recruiting this year, Jeffy's free throw is good. He recruited the entire alphabet with some of these players. 61-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. Gets a led by as many 23 in this one. Second free throw, rims around and in. So Jeffy got that one to fall. 61-40, Northwest up, 9:23 left in the game. Lyle Harris into the front court off the right side. Goes cross court left for Haley. Takes a dribble with the left hand. Tries to go with the crossover and ball knocked loose. And it's scooped into the backcourt. Good hustle defensively by Odorizzi, but it's picked up by Northwest. Crooker out between the circles. Looks right side. Harris out front. Pass knocked loose. Slate comes away with it with 14 on the shot clock. Finds Crooker into the lane. Kicks it back out top. Harris thought about the three. Backpedals with 9 seconds. 7 seconds on the shot clock between the circles. Finds baseline right. Kozad with three on the shot clock. Puts it up and in off the glass. Nice feed by Harris. Finding Kozad. Low post off the right side. 63-40 Northwest in front. Tempe. Left side. Troutman. Three-pointer won't go in the corner. Rebound by Hill on the putback. Misses. Rebound ricochet. Saved by Troutman. Out top of the key. Odige with a three attempt. It's good. With the Odige with 6 points. And he's hit a couple threes in this game. 63-43 Northwest, 8:22 left in the game. Harris, stutter step drive, goes on the right side for Crooker. Back out to Harris, looks left side. Haley, high post left for Slate, kicks it right side. Crooker to the baseline right, and a foul. And this one to go on to SBU. Stops the clock at 8:12 left.
I don't think Jimpy thought that Crooker was going to stop and hesitate. He was going to try to swat the ball away as Crooker was going by, but Crooker slowed up just a bit and cause for the foul.
Crooker will go to the free throw line. It's perfect there on the season. Hasn't been there often, though. 4 of 4 as he steps up. Left-handed free throw shooter knocks down the first one, and he's got 3 points tonight. Crooker, a 6'2 freshman from Overland Park, Kansas. He's got quite a bit of playing time as a freshman. Coming in, he was a first-team All-Eastern Kansas League player and second-team All-State in Kansas as he knocks down the second free throw. 65-43, Northwest up, 8:10 left in the game. Odorizzi into the front court, goes between the circles. Troutman looks left side for Paul Muzzy, who's in. Goes cross court right, finds Jimpy. Jimpy through the lane, a little off balance, misses the runner, rebound, the putback, and the slam is good by Jawan Hill. 65-45, Northwest in front of SBU. Harris will walk across main court left side. 2-3 zone out of SBU on the left wing for Haley. Harris at the top of the key. Looks left side. Haley on the wing. Lobs it low left for Kozad. Kicks it out front. Harris, quick pass right wing. There's a three put up by Crooker. Won't go. Tries to follow his shot, but it's picked up by Hill for SBU on the rebound. Northwest up by 20 with 7:23 left in the game. Been a good performance out of Northwest. Low post for Hill. In the lane and of a double team. He falls to the floor and a whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest. And I think this will go on Kozad. Kozad, I believe, will pick up the foul. Let's see. And I think really a place where he's at the wrong place at the wrong time. Has it looked like Hill just slipped and fell. But Kozad gets called for the foul. And this will send Jamon Hill to the free throw line. Hill, 53% shooter on the year, has hit on his only attempt at the line tonight. Now knocks down that free throw. And he has 6 points. 65-46 Northwest. Second free throw is on the way. And that one rolls in. So Hill knocks down both. And that's a 65-47 Bearcat lead. Wallace across the timeline. Looks at the 2-3 zone, goes to Haley on the right side. Back out to Wallace, looks left side on the wing. Harris, now to Wallace. Wallace dribbles right inside the perimeter, back to Harris on the left side. Pass, pass right for Wallace. Wallace down the lane right with the little runner, swatted out of bounds by Jayon Troutman. Northwest will inbound baseline right. But before they do, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Williams, a runner off the right side, knocks it down as Bryson Williams with 8 points. Northwest in front, 65-47 as they score off the inbound. Out to the top left side is Troutman. Gives it out
And Jim Fee with it out of a double team. Pass on the left side to the left baseline. Driving is Troutman. Now to Jiffy at the top of the key, trying to drive on Wallace. Back pedals, looks left side for Troutman. 15 on the shot clock, drives in a double team and a foul as Starzl and Slake were part of that double team. And Troutman will get to the free throw line. Slake will pick up his fourth foul. It's Northwest right now with Tyler Funk with four. Kyle Slake with four and Grant Kozad with four fouls. Northwest has a team, nine fouls in the half. Troutman at the line. First to two, good. He has 11 points over his average. He came into this game averaging five a game. 67-48. Northwest in front. Very quiet here at the Meyer Sports Center. Place that traditionally is a pretty loud place to come in and play. Meyer hits the second free throw. The Rather Troutman hits the second free throw. 67-49. Northwest in front. Wallace on the right side gets it to Williams. He looks into the right corner for Haley. Now back to Williams in front of the Bearcat bench. Out between the circles left for Wallace. This goes Ben McCollum trying to pick up his first win as a coach here in the Bolivar. Right side Haley. Shot clock's down to 10 seconds. Just under 6 left in the game. Haley out front. Fade away 3 on the way off the front of the rim. Chased down in the left corner. Picked up by Troutman for SBU. And now it goes to Odige. Looks low right with it. Now up to the top for Troutman. Looks left side for Jimfy. Into Lane Hill. Spins. Takes the jumper from 10. Won't go. Rebound. Slate clears it away for Northwest. And we'll give it to Williams with 5.5 minutes left. 67-49. Northwest in front. Williams cross court right for Wallace. Looks for Haley. Haley back to Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line. Out left side for Williams. Now right side Haley. To Williams between the circles, left side Wallace on the wing, drives to the baseline left underneath the bucket, and gets called for the double dribble before getting the pass into the right corner. Alex Sullivan into the game, Haley goes to the sideline with 5:14 left, Northwest 67 and SBU 49. Starzl also to the sideline, Kozad back in, again Grant playing with four fouls. Some of the intensity has been zapped out of this one here in the second half as Northwest opening things up after having a 12-point lead at halftime. Left side, Odige drives the lane and lays it up and in. Odige with 8 points, 67-51. Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats by 16, off the right side, Williams. Into the right corner, Sullivan. High post right for Slake. Lobs it low for Kozad. Underneath the bucket, Kozad and a double team on the baseline with one dribble and gets called now Teeter. Looks to score for the double dribble. And we've got a break in the action. 4:49 left. Northwest 67. Southwest Baptist 51. Back to Bolivar in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Northwest opening this game up in the second half. They actually had a nice lead at halftime, up by 12, but really putting together a strong second half, leading 67-51 right now. As SBU will inbound with 4:49 left. SBU, a team that lives and dies from three-point range, dying from there tonight, 5-17 from three-point range. Across the timeline on the left side, Odige trying to look in the lane for Hill. It goes off of Northwest out of bounds. Slake was there on the defense, and SBU will inbound baseline left. Odige looks to inbound, gets the inbound, and throws it right off the heel of Alex Sullivan, who had his back to him on defense, and it will belong to SBU. Otto's in out inbound baseline right. 24 on the shot clock as SBU looks to inbound into the right corner for Jimphy. Jumps off in the lane, knocked loose by Williams, picked up by Wallace. Northwest will get it on the turnover. 4.5 minutes left, up 67-51. Again, Northwest doing a good job attacking that 2-3 zone tonight. Second straight game, Northwest has done well against the zone. Williams, rather, Wallace out front. Now to Williams on the right. To Sullivan, right wing. High post right for Slake, left side Wallace. Shot clock's at 13. So swing it on the perimeter of the zone. Wallace back pedals near midcourt with 8 on the shot clock. And Williams wants a jumper out front. Knocks down the 3, putting it up and in over Paul Muzzy. As Bryson Williams knocks down his second 3 of the game. He's got 11 points. And Northwest up 70-51. Muzzy on the left wing. Goes right side. And they look into the lane with there's a pass by Odorizzi. Knocked loose, picked up by Northwest and Wallace to go from our right to our left. Northwest, which is led by as many as 23 in this half. 3:38 left. Northwest Missouri State with this game in hand. And now Williams looks on the right side for Sullivan. Between the circles, Williams, left side Wallace. Pass, pass right side, goes to Williams into the right corner for Sullivan. Squires the dribble, now to Wallace out front. Free throw line left, now back pedals, wants the 16-foot jumper, won't go, and Hill with the rebound for SBU. Allett on the left sideline for Jimphy. High dribble goes left side, falls to the floor, keeps his dribble near the baseline, kicks it back left wing. Hill with a 3 attempt, rims around and out, and goes ahead with the rebound for Northwest. Allett goes to Sullivan to the left wing. Out front left side for Williams as Northwest continues to run some clock with 3 minutes left. Matt, a lot of times when you come down to Baller and face an SBU team, you think that SBU's got a comeback in them, but I don't think that's the case tonight.
No, it just, if it's there, it's going to be a miracle comeback. They just have never had anything going offensively tonight.
Williams dribbling out right side, and SBU really packing in their zone right now. Now Williams inside the arc on the right, takes the jumper from 17, won't go on the rebound. Hill with 2:33 left, Northwest up 70-51. On the right side, Muzzy. Out front for Odige. Out of Hill at the top of the key. Muzzy on the right wing. Lobs it low and Wallace coming from behind and knocks the pass away and gets it to Cozad. Now back to Wallace. And we've got a timeout to allow substitution here for Coach Ben McCollum. As he wants Harris along with Kyler Erickson into the game. And Connor Kirker to come in as well. For Kyler Erickson, first action he's had in a while. A 6-foot freshman out of Omaha, Nebraska.
Not often you get a chance to clear the bench in Bolivar, that's for sure.
As Coach McCollum will pick up his first win against SBU in Bolivar. 70-51, Northwest. Left side, Harris. Now to Funk at the free throw line. Right side, Erickson. Now to Kirker between the circles. Pulls up. Looks right side for Funk. Now to Kirker. Left wing gets it to Harris. Now back left side for Kirker with 13 on the shot clock. Under 2 minutes left in the game. Now to Funk. Funk with 8. Left side for Harris on the baseline left. Back pedals with 5. Now to the top of the key. Sets up. Holds on to it. Finds Cozad. Spins. Takes a little hook shot from 8 feet out. Won't go. And Hill with the rebound. SBU from our left to our right. Out between the circles. Hill looks right side. As they get it to Obekwulu. And he goes cross-court left pass stolen by Harris. It was held from behind. And the foul coming up on Odige. Just grabbed him by the jersey and won't let him go after that ball.
I think they'll just call it out of bounds, thankfully. You have to keep from any free throws being. In a normal situation or in a close game, since he grabbed the jersey, that probably would have been an intentional foul. But in this situation, no need to worry about it.
Harris out front, goes left side. Out between the circles, Funk, right side Erickson. Lobs a pass left side for Harris. Harris with the dribble out between the circles. Funk. 1:16 left. Now Erickson, as they just work the perimeter of that 2-3 zone, and SBU just allowing them to do that. As Harris will have it between the circles, slows it up. Shot clock's down to 10 seconds. A long pass left side for Funk. Out front Harris with 5 on the shot clock. Drives the lane. Trying to dish low for Cozad. A reverse layup off the right side won't go. And under a minute left in the game, rebound SBU. Into the front court, left goes Odige. And now gives it left for Troutman. Troutman on the left wing. Back pedals, looks into the left corner. Brings it left for Odige. Troutman in the left side with 17 seconds on the shot clock. 35 left in the game. Into Lane Hill, a hook shot won't go. And the rebound, Northwest, as Harris clears it away. 28 seconds left in the game. Northwest will come away with a big win against SPU, coming on the road and playing another team that went with a zone defense tonight. And Northwest shot very well and attacked that zone, and they'll come away with a 70-51 win, most likely. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Erickson will just dribble it out, and SPU allowing Erickson just to dribble the ball near midcourt. And yeah, an impressive win for Northwest, opening up a big lead in the second half and cruising to a 70-51 victory over SPU. Need to take a break before we go to our postgame activities. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Carol Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Northwest Missouri State with the 70-51 win over Southwest Baptist as Bearcats improve to 13-4 on the season and go to 6-2 in MIAA play. Southwest Baptist falls to 5-11 and now 3-5 in conference play, losing two in a row now after having a three-game winning streak. So Northwest again with the win, 70-51. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
70-51, the Northwest Missouri State men with the win over Southwest Baptist this evening. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, I think one thing you can look at out of this game, just a complete game out of the Bearcats tonight.
Yeah, you know, they had a good game plan going into it. The players executed the game plan almost to perfection. They really just didn't let Southwest Baptist get into the flow of their offense at any point. Kept the drive and dish to a minimum, and that's what kept SBU from being successful, especially from the outside tonight. And then offensively, just pound the ball inside and let that open up the outside. They were able to score both ways on the perimeter and in the paint tonight.
And really, what a difference a week makes, or actually just a day short of a week it makes after last Wednesday, that loss to Lincoln might be perhaps the low point of the season, and they've turned around with two big wins on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and they have needed some time to work on playing offense against the zone, and they've taken advantage of that. That was just the key. They knew
knew that they had to make the adjustments because they were going to see a lot of zone, and that's been the case, and they've been able to recover from a couple of games against the zone that just did not go real well, and now it looks like they'll be able to handle it, and teams are going to have to go back to the drawing board to figure out how to defend Northwest.
And Northwest will most likely see some more zone on Saturday with Central Missouri.
Yeah, and, you know, if they continue to attack it like they have here tonight and like they did in Oklahoma on Saturday, they're going to be able to be successful.
Look at a couple keys here in the stats. 26 points in the paint for Northwest and 20 points off of turnovers.
Yeah, you know, forced 14 turnovers, only had 9 themselves. They also out-rebounded Southwest Baptist. You know, there weren't a ton of rebounds to go around, but still out-rebounded them by 4 tonight.
Northwest with the win, 70-51. We will be back and have the extra effort award for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about attending the NCAA annual convention in Texas.
I'm down here in Grapevine, Texas, and the NCAA annual convention, they've got about 3,200 delegates here, and there's a special part of the convention this year, Division II President's Summit, that's been kind of a highlight. It's Thursday, Friday, and really focused on academic requirements and progress to degree for students, getting students through the pipeline, making sure they graduate, making sure they're successful. Talking a lot about some athlete health issues, and I've been to sessions on athletic finance, crisis management, and, you know, bottom line is that it makes me understand the issues out there, really across Division I, Division II, Division III, but beyond that, some of the things that we're doing at Northwest Missouri State obviously are embedded in the principles of Division II. Division II focuses, John, on life and the balance, and making sure that there is a balance for our student-athletes, and you and I have talked before about the academic success rate of our athletes, and our success rate is above the national average, and we're continuing to monitor that, but feel pretty good about that. It's always good to also talk to a lot of fellow colleagues, whether they be presidents or athletic directors, compliance directors, or even faculty athletic representatives, and of course there's a little jostling involved, you know, a little competition there, and the people that you see on the field and you compete with, but ultimately, we're all focused on one thing, and that is the student-athlete and the success thereof.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back in Bolivar, Northwest Missouri State with a 70-51 win over Southwest Baptist. Time now for our Extra Effort Award.
Yeah, and you really got to look at Dylan Starzl tonight. Played the most minutes, leading scorer, leading rebounder, 4 of 5 at the free throw line, 6 of 8 from the field, added an assist, a block, and a steal tonight. And, you know, it was a night where Northwest knew that they could have some success inside, and thanks in large part to Dylan Starzl, they were able to do that.
And as I mentioned a little bit ago, he's our Starzl of the game tonight.
You, that's exactly right.
70-51, Northwest with the win over Southwest Baptist. We'll be back again here from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back in Bolivar, after a 70-51 win for Northwest Missouri State over SVU, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, really from the opening tip all the way to the end of the ball game, a very impressive performance out of your team tonight.
Yeah, I thought we came ready to play again, and we kind of treat it like... Our kids are so consistent in practice every day where we always get the same group. And so kind of use that as our game motto. Hey, just go into another practice and just get ready, just relax and play your game. You don't have to do more than what you can do. You know, just do what you can and that's good enough. And I think that's really helped eliminate some of that fear that I thought had crept in. You know, when you're winning games, we won them early. You know, you're scared to lose to Western, you're scared to lose to Lincoln, and I thought we eliminated some of that fear with these last two games. And now, you know, we have to step up and go to Central, and we have to kind of keep that doubt out of our minds. And just again, it's another practice, and we're going to fight.
I thought one of the keys tonight, obviously, and we'll talk more about attacking the zone again tonight and doing well with that, but I really thought things started on the defensive side where you really took SBU out of what they wanted to do, and they were really frustrated most of the day.
Yeah, I think we're getting better at trapping our ball screens, and I think we're getting better and better at rotating out of them. And we do it regardless of how they set up. And so I think our guys are getting confidence within it that, hey, this works, and you've just got to rotate properly because, you know, they tried a few different things to combat that, and the things that I would have, you know, tried as well. And we were able to still rotate out of it and get stops and then, you know, get the defensive rebound. So I thought our kids, again, just really rotated, played well, and competed.
And on the offensive side, getting an inside out of that zone, and the inside game was there against that zone, and he had a big performance out of Dylan Starzl, and really all your bigs, I thought, did some good things inside tonight.
Yeah, I thought we gave him the ball in positions to score. We're pretty balanced, again, as far as minutes go, and we're pretty balanced as far as our scoring goes. And that's good for us. That's how we play. And again, we're starting to almost enjoy it. Shoot, they went man for a little bit, and, you know, we almost panicked. It was like, holy cow, a team's going to play us man for a little bit. And then they went back to zone, of course. But we're starting to get comfortable with it and comfortable with some things. And it's just, again, you don't have to do too much. You just move the basketball, hit the first open guy, go inside out, and then, you know, fight a little bit for the offensive board.
And the road show continues. A little bit of time off now with this being a Tuesday night game as opposed to the normal Wednesday, but time to prepare for Central Missouri, a trip down to Warrensburg on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough tussle. I think we play them, and I think they're playing well. I don't know. Did anybody play tonight?
I don't think so. I need to double-check, but I think most of them will be tomorrow night.
Okay. You know, they're always tough to play there, and I don't even think I've beaten Central as a head coach yet. So, not only have I not beaten them down there as a head coach, but I don't think I've beaten them. So, you know, we're looking forward to this game. Just like here, you know, we were really, really looking forward to this game because we hadn't won here, and we thought we had a great opportunity to do that, and we did. And now we've got another place that we can we can try to take one.
Well, that happened at Joplin, and then happens here, and now getting looked to head toward Warrensburg for that.
Yeah, we're excited for it. You know, we might as well just play the rest of our games this year on the road.
Oh, I hope not.
not for your sake. I don't like to travel much. I don't like being away, but I think you just see the mental toughness of some of our kids, and we do have a special group. I mean, a group that responded, and special coaching staff, special supporters, boosters, and such, and we've got to keep going. We've got to keep getting better, and hopefully this group will.
Yeah, I wanted to thanks to talk with Matt just directly after the ballgame. What a difference a week makes after the loss to Lincoln on Wednesday. You go on the road, pick up a couple big wins, and all of a sudden feeling pretty good about some things.
Yeah, you can still go back there, though. You know, I think that we've got to know, hey, this is only one game, and you know, the last game is only one game. You're only as good as your next. And I think, again, what happened in that game was we had a lot of fear that you get scared to lose. You don't want to lose what you've earned. And when you do that, you lose what you earned. And it's just inevitable. We really addressed that and talked about it and we're going to practice, guys. Don't worry, win or loss. You just have to play hard and believe that eventually if you play hard, good things will happen. And I think we're doing a better job of that.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right. Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Northwest Missouri State with the win 70-51. We'll be back to Bolivar and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Bolivar, Northwest Missouri State with a 70-51 win over Southwest Baptist tonight. Northwest had three players in double figures, led by Dylan Starzl with 16 points, 12 points tonight for Alex Sullivan, as he was 4 of 9 on three-pointers, and 11 points for Bryson Williams, the three players in double figures. Grant Kozad also had 9 points tonight to help lead the team in scoring. As a team, Northwest shot 50% from the field, 24 of 48, 44% from three-point range, 8 of 18. And, man, I think as important as anything, a 14 of 19 at the free throw line tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's hard to find a down area for Northwest tonight, and that's the way you have to be on the road, really anywhere, but especially in a place here like Southwest Baptist where it is so tough to win.
Split of the doubleheader tonight earlier this evening, the Northwest women lose by 2 to SBU, 76 to 74. A tough loss for the Northwest women as they played from behind most of the ball game. Just couldn't quite get that one possession they needed to get over the hump against a Southwest Baptist team that hit some very key three-pointers throughout the day.
Yeah, and this is one Coach Mark Kellogg saying that, you know, toward the end of the season, this may be one that they look back on and say, that's a tough loss. You know, that it's one that they could have got. They had opportunities late in the ball game. Obviously, got down early in it, but hopefully it's not one that, you know, in terms of seeding for the tournament or something like that, that it's a one-game thing that it came down to, because, like you said, this could be one that they point at later in the year.
Well, the road show continues. We head over to Warrensburg on Saturday, a doubleheader with Central Missouri, 1:30 for the women and 3:30 for the men.
The light at the end of the tunnel.
I bet things turn around from there. So.
Yeah, and you know, the good thing is we've seen a lot of wins on the road through this stretch, and if there can be a couple of more, and just like this place, another tough place to go and get wins, no matter how the teams are playing. It's going to be a tough matchup for both teams. You know, the women's team obviously has been ranked this year, playing a heck of a season. So, you know, if you can get a win or two out of that, finish off the road trip strong that way, it really can propel you into a potentially good November.
So, again, the final scores here tonight in the women's game, it was 76-74 Southwest Baptist with the win over Northwest, as the Northwest women fall to 10-6 and 4-4 SBU, 7-9 and 2-6 in the conference. In the men's game, with the 70-51 win, Northwest improves to 13-4. They're 6-2 in the conference. SBU 5-11 and 3-5 in a conference play. Again, we'll be back with you on Saturday afternoon. Northwest and Warrensburg to face Central Missouri. The women to tip off at 1:30. The men at 3:30. Both games along the Bearcat Radio Network beginning at 1:10 with our pregame from the Multipurpose Building in Warrensburg. Well, thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast. I'm Matt Gorder here in Bolivar, and also engineering the Bearcat Radio Network tonight, Todd Swetnam. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bolivar.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaccaro Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.